the series that I'm recommending today is the Switch books, which I think there are about five in the series so far, and they're suitable for 6 to 8 year olds, which I generally find is quite a difficult age, because it's children who are exploring reading for themselves, and they usually want something that's quite funny and adventurous, that will keep them turning the pages. And these are just that. They are funny adventure books, and they're both the boys and girls. The stories are all based on twin boys called Josh and Danny, and they've befriended an eccentric lady scientist called Petty Potts. Petty's created a chemical, and it can turn people into insects, giving them all the amazing powers that insects possess. But she's still developing the serum, and Josh and Danny are at the receiving end of her experiments, to put it mildly. So each book tells of their adventures as they adopt the characteristics of different insects. And they have to escape various catastrophes, potential catastrophes like dogs eating them, the lure of light bulbs, surviving being fished out of ponds by children in glass jars. And of course, they have to escape all the natural predators as well. And all the time, there's this other fear as well, that Petty Potts is protecting her serum from another scientist who's trying to steal it away from her. They're quite short books, so there's no worry about losing interest in them, and they are action-packed. There's also plenty of toilet humour, with lots of body functions of insects and young boys, which I'm afraid it does appeal at
that
age.
They still appeal when they're grown up, let's face it.
So there's plenty of humour, there's lots of play on words, there's also drawings of the action as you go through. Each book has a recap on how the boys came to experience the serum the first time, and Switch actually is the acronym for the serum, which stands for Serum Which Investigates Total Cellular Hijack, which is quite a mouthful. Hence Switch. And at the end of the book, there are games and puzzles and quizzes about insects, as well as websites to find out more information. So it's got an educational and informative element to it, as well as being good fun. Children do have a fascination with bugs, so I think it's a surefire winner, really. And as I said, the author has written for other ages of children as well, and she's brilliant. She's got a tremendous sense of humour, and she was a scriptwriter, I think, for comedy programmes on radio and TV.